Hello, my name's Tobin. For my work, I'm interested in the interaction between host diet and the microbiome, particularly in healthy adult humans and in relation to disease phenotypes and in other host species. So to study these interactions, I'm working on a meta-analysis where I've collected 7 publicly available data sets that span adult humans consuming a Western diet, including both disease and healthy phenotypes. We also have an adult human population that consumes a traditional diet and human infants that have experienced dietary shifts, and also 2 animal models, non-human primates and also mice. So for these studies, we've taken the raw sequences through a standard pipeline so that we can taxonomically and functionally classify the samples. And we have then applied a series of models that help us quantify the effect of diet on the microbiome when diet is measured in various ways, such as general food groups or resolved nutrient profiles. So pointing you to the middle panel at the top, the first way we can quantify diet's effect on microbiome is to measure how much does the structure of the microbiome change with changes in overall diet. So here I've used a Mantel test, and we see that for healthy individuals, noted by the gray boxes for the 2 Western adult populations, that the microbiome does not correlate much with dietary variation relative to the already perturbed microbiome in disease individuals. And these are shown in the green and red bars, which denote Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, respectively. So another way to quantify diet's effect on the microbiome is to apply a PERMANOVA test to individual diet components. And we do this to measure the correlation between a specific component in the microbiome. And this is shown at the bottom of the middle panel. So each bar represents the R squared produced from a PERMANOVA test that was ran for an individual dietary component. And we see that when this model is applied to the traditional population, the effects are larger than those observed in the Western populations. We then generated a dietary pattern for the Western populations, which is more comparable to the inferred season-dependent diets in the traditional population. And we saw that the effect sizes remain small for these cohorts, even when diet is measured in this way. And note that this data is shown in the top right panel. And so also in the top right panel, we see that feeding type plays a role in the microbial makeup in the developing infant gut. And so we then apply these same models to animals. And we found that diet type in non-human primates, and this is not shown, and individual components consumed by mice, which is shown in panel A, these interactions have large significant effects on the microbiome and also on individual microbes, which is shown in the plot labeled B. So the last question we ask is, how much do individual microbes respond to variation in individual dietary components or diets? And for this, we used multivariate linear models and found that compared to animal models and to traditional adult human populations and the developing gut of the human infant, the abundance of individual microbes respond less to diet in Western adult gut microbiomes.